Just yet another chapter, and another chapter in Argentina where today Congress could be close to a crucial vote on a new tax that's triggered a big fight between farmers and the president that's been raging for 3 months. Mass protests, food and fuel shortages are threatening the economy and President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's new government, for which there was great hope once. Paul Sheltis is covering the story for the London Independent. He joins us from Buenos Aires. Welcome. Paul, is this tussle coming to an end?
It may be. It's still not clear. Today, Congress is voting, as you said, on these measures which have captivated all of Argentina for the past 3 months. I mean, they've really pitted the nation in two halves against each other. On the one hand, the farmers who reject this soy tax outright. It's a tax on the export of soy, which is Argentina's major export, and they've increased the tax from around 35 to almost 50. Depending on the price of soy,
because of the tax itself, Paul, because the tax itself is tied to the global price, and as the global prices have risen, so has the tax.
That's right. It's a sliding scale tax, which the government has implemented. It says because the farmers, they say, have nothing to do with the world price of soy, and so therefore they should be sharing that that wealth with the rest of the nation. Of course, the farmers say they also suffer when prices are low, and this is the nature of their business. But from here on in, as it looked like last night, the government was ahead in Congress in the sense that the proposal for the sliding scale tax, as the government decreed it over 3 months ago, is now the draft of the bill that they're going to be voting on today. And the farmers late last night were vociferously protesting the draft as it is. And so we'll have to see what happens these coming weeks if the farmers...
Paul, let's talk about those protests for a second, because there have been rallies of tens of thousands of people rejecting this tax. They have been blocking roads, blocking food, getting from one area to the others. There's a lot of anger directed at President de Kirchner, who was elected on a populist platform. Now, she has dismissively referred to the farm leaders as coup plotters. Is she handling the situation well just 6 months into her rule?
Well, if you look at her popularity ratings, you have to conclude she isn't. I mean, she started out with something like 54% of the population backing her. At the moment, that's between 20 and 25, depending on the poll. So, no, she hasn't done a good job. And, I mean, some of those some of that audio you were playing earlier on, that's from one of the main protests which took place just over 3 weeks ago when in all the major cities in Argentina and here in Buenos Aires, in Cordoba and Rosario, people came onto the streets clamoring, banging pots and pans and calling for, some sort of end to the crisis. And this is not, farmers, as I say. These are people who live in the towns and also want to see, a decision reached and feel that the government is being very stiff-headed.
Now, this whole stir-up has caused food and fuel shortages. I mean, can she survive? The politicians are really in a tough position because they are torn between their loyalty to their ruling party, but also to their constituents who are just furious at the moment.
That's right. Yeah, it's a tough position. But I think one of the good things to come out of this is the fact that Cristina Fernandez, her government, will survive, and the sense that Argentina has progressed. Perhaps in the past, this kind of crisis would have led to the government being toppled, possibly even by a military coup. Mm-hmm. All that sort of scenarios is way out of the picture. I mean, and now the measures being discussed in Congress, which is obviously the place where it should be discussed, and
in an orderly,
no
in other words,
how high the tension is,
Paul. Yeah. In other words, in a very orderly manner. Paul Sheltis, freelance writer for the Independent of London, covering the crisis in Argentina. Thank you.
Well,